The ablutions room, World War II, a close shave.
Imagine getting up on a cold February morning, having to rush in there and get a wash before you went on parade. All these basins would be occupied by a cold, miserable man. It was a case of pushing each other out the way and grabbing that basin first. But most of the time, the boilers weren't lit, so most of the time we were washing in cold water. So we were in and out as fast as we could, actually. Soap we used, it was none of the fancy soap that you get today. The soap we used was a kind of general issue soap. It was either a block of a carbolic type washing soap, or if you were lucky and you had a few quid, you could buy yourself a small block of scented soap from the naffy. Well, shaving in the ablutions room was usually a very hurried process. Somebody produced a razor and a shaving brush, issued it to me and said, "You shave tomorrow." I said, "I don't need to shave." They said, "Yes, you do." So thereafter, I had to shave. Now, that shaving brush and that razor were part of my issued equipment, which I signed for and I was responsible for. And thereafter, I had to produce on demand, clean and tidy and in good nick. If the razor wore out or the brush wore out, you go down the stores, replace it and pay for it. Everybody's razor and shaving brush were the same, so to make sure that yours didn't go missing, you usually stamped your last three numbers or your last four numbers on the side of the brush or the top of the razor. And usually, if you didn't have any shaving soap which you bought from the naffy, you'd use the carbolic soap. Just put your shaving brush on there, on quick shave and out. Invariably, one of the points on the daily inspection, a quick look to see if you'd shaved, and God help you if you hadn't. Those people who had the heavy growth and required hot water to get a decent shave, if there was no hot water available in the ablutions, they would quite often take their mug, which was issued to every soldier, over to the cookhouse and come back with a mug of hot water. But it has been known that some of them, if there was no water available, they'd bring a cup of tea back from the cookhouse and occasionally shave in that.
You're not meant to drink it as well. With all that soap in it.
I'm not wasting good tea.
That tastes horrible. You're dropping it all over the floor.
Now, to the right, you can see that big kind of table, but that was a Blanco table. And we had a set of webbing equipment, which had to be scrubbed, then Blancoed, then dried, then squared up. And everybody had to Blanco the belts and the kit. And if there was a big inspection coming off, you'd have a problem getting in to that Blanco table to Blanco your kit. And that Blanco table must have seen many a petty squabble in its day. Conversely, at other times, when everybody was in a good mood and they were getting ready to go out for the weekend, you get two or three people Blancoing away, singing away quite happily together.
To the sweetest girl I know, goodbye Piccadilly. Farewell, Leicester Square.
There were rats around the fort, but they did get a bit cheeky, and sometimes they'd come out in the ablutions and more or less stand there watching you and doing your business. There was about four or five of us in there preparing to go out, all having a good natter, and suddenly I spotted out the corner of my eye, in the far corner, just up there underneath that boiler, sitting down, looking at us. It was a big rat. But there it was, looking at us, completely unconcerned, while we were all washing. And as I spotted it, one of the other lads spotted it, and he shouted, "Look at that!" And that alerted the rat. The rat panicked, run around the place, he run all around these ablutions about twice before disappearing into that room at the back there.